Tanya for the seventh day of Elul, Zayin Elul, is in Igeret HaKedesh Siman Yud Beis, Igeret HaKedesh 12. It's on page 452 in the English Tanya. About a little bit less than halfway down the page. Vehine, the Alphadeb is talking about the great godliness that is revealed in the attribute of Teferes, which is the combination of Chesed and Gvura, which is the peace that brings together the opposing attributes of Chesed and Gvura, giving and withholding, and Teferes is a combination of the two that leans towards Chesed, leans towards giving, and it contains within it a greater revelation of godliness than the other two attributes. Now the arousal above, the initiative above, to reveal this intense light, the great light and intense giving that we spoke about earlier, this revelation of godliness that brings about the peace mentioned before between Chesed and Gevura, the initiative is he bisarusa delesato. It comes in response to the initiative below, the ma'isa hatzedaka, in the act of tzedaka, which is our initiative, v'hashpoas chayim chein v'chesed v'rachamim, the giving of life and kindness and compassion to the ones who need, to the needy, l'man the less le migarnei klum, to the one who has nothing of his own, u'lahachayis ruach shvelim, and to quicken the spirit, to enliven the spirit of the dejected, of the lowly. So when we do this here below, then God does that for us, because to Him, to God, we are all needy. And it is known what the sages have said, al ha'esik b'teira lishmo, concerning the person who studies teira for its own sake, that he is mesim sholim b'palmal yeshomayla u'b'palmal yeshomata, that he brings peace in the hosts of heaven and in the hosts on earth, above and below. Palmal yeshomayla him hasodim v'hamidis hanau, the hosts in heaven above, they are the angels and the attributes that may be conflicting, as we learned earlier. Shehein ha'echolis el yenis be'elam ha'briya shebezeir ha'kodesh, which are the chambers of holiness of the world of Bria that are described in the Zehar, upamal yeshomato hein ha'echolis ha'tachtenim, and the lower hosts, these are the chambers of the lower worlds, ubefat elam hazeh ha'shofo, and particularly this lowly world, our world, ha'mu'ur of teva ra mechet adam arishen, that is a combination and a mixture of good and evil that came as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon. V'haza ha'shelet al ha'tev k'meshe kosev, asher shalat ha'adam ba'adam, and the evil rules over the good, it overpowers the good, as it says, man will rule over man, and lo'eim lo'eim yemot, and concerning Yitzchak and Yaakov, it says one will, Yaakov and Esav, it says one will rule over the other, and as we see in our experience, in a person who is a miniature world, a microcosm. So in the miniature world we see shalipa'omim hatev gever ulipa'omim lehepachas v'shalim, that there are times when the good prevails in the person, and there are times when it's the opposite, God forbid. Ve'ein sholim ba'elam, and there is no peace in the world between the opposing attributes and the opposing forces, ad esket, she is barer hatev nehara, until the end of days, when Mashiach will come and the good will be separated out of the evil, lidobig b'shar shei b'kedei mechir ha'chayim baruch hu, when it will cleave back to its source, the goodness that is contained within the evil. It will go back to its source, the source of all life, And then all the doers of evil will be scattered. The evil will fall apart without the good within it. And all unholiness will be removed from the world when there will be a separating, a filtering out from within it, when you take out the good that gives life to the evil. Without that good, the evil comes to an end. The evil has no existence of its own. In the Hayyim Yom for the seventh day of Elul, for Zion Elul, the Rebbe writes that Admar Hazokin, Heido Lichtev Tzua Daka Be'Alef. The Alter Rebbe instructed that the words Tzua Daka in the Teva should be written with an Aleph and not with a He. The word Daka can be spelled Dalet Chof Aleph or Dalet Chof He. So the Alter Rebbe instructed that it should be written Dalet Chof Aleph. In Prague, Yesh Sefer Teza, Shekabola Biyodon, Shehigiha Ezra HaSefer. In Prague, there's a Sefer Teza, which according to the tradition of the local people there, this Sefer Teza was examined and checked by Ezra the scribe. Ein Kedem Be Ela B'Simchas Teza. It isn't used. They don't read from this Teza other than on Simchas Teza. The Geula may say Tamid L'Parsha Shema, and it is kept rolled always to the portion of the Shema. Kishahayisi beprag, when I was in Prague, Bishnas Tofresh Samaches, when I was in Prague in 1908, Re'isiha, I saw this Sefer Teza, the Kosov Bey Daka Ba'alef, and the word Daka there is spelled with an Alef. Ken Kishahayisi beverms, when I was in Worms in 1907, in Tafreish Samach Zayin, Reisi Shom Sefer Teza, Hashem Mekubul Biyodon, I saw there a Sefer Teza, which the people there have a tradition that Shekosli Maharam of Rattenberg, that the Sefer Teza was written by the Maharam of Rattenberg. The Gambay Kosov Daka Ba'alef, and there also the word Daka was spelled with an Aleph. The Ayim B'Sheiris Yehuda, Yeredei Yisimen Tezayin, the Divrei Nechemiah Yeredei Yisimen Chav Beis. Ubesefer Mishnas Avraham Simen Lamed Beis Mitzayin Kamos Svarim Adonim Bozeh. In the Sefer Mishnas Avraham, he brings and mentions a number of Svarim that deal with the subject of the spelling of the word Dakom.